Well, welcome again to Daily Inspiration Time. Brother Jeff, just wanting to share some more out of John chapter 9. As Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. This was all in reference to this poor man that was born blind. And the parents had a superstitious, almost a reincarnation, karma-type thought about why. You know, the Hindus believe that, this life, you're identified, the sins in your life are identified by your previous life, and your afflictions of the present. You know, they say, for example, headaches were irreverence to parents, and epilepsy was for poisoning someone. Pain in your eyes was for coveting another man's wife. You know, blindness was for somebody you murdered, and justice never was served, and such and such. Now, these people weren't Hindus, but the devil is always trying to pervert truth, and the devil is always trying to get man to think in a realm that's not of God. And Jesus simply said, neither, not him, not his parents, neither. But he said that the works of God, look at verse 3, Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now Jesus is saying his parents had never sinned, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what he's trying to say here is, just because there is a cause and effect of a fallen earth, don't blame everything. We let this blame game is miserable. It's your fault, it's my fault, it's her fault. And yes, we've all got faults. But Jesus said, this is an example. I'm going to show my power. Now, to say the blindness was of God, you know, you'll have to decide that yourself. I don't personally believe God wanted this person blind. But because of sin and because of death and because of the ripple of Adam's sin, people are born blind, crippled, die at birth. We live in the realm of dying and death and disaster. This earth is a curse and judgment until Christ returns. So, saying all that, the works of God being manifest is not God made him blind. Look, everybody, what God did. No. God is going to get the glory, and the works of God are going to be manifest in the healing. God allowed this so he could do the second miracle, and that is the healing. And look how he did it, spitting in the clay, spitting in his eyes, rubbing dirt in his eyes, and sending him to the pool to wash that he might see. A very unique story, but that the works of God may be manifest. And we're talking about it a couple of thousand years later, and we're learning truth from it. We're learning, you know, there's reasons. I think every part of these stories are pregnant with such beautiful truths. Just like, why did Jesus put the dirt in his eyes? Well, you know, it gave him a reason to go wash. And sin has to be made known in your life if you're going to be saved. That's why God gave us the law. And the law is like grit in your eyes. It's not very good. But once you go to the cleansing fountain, the Lord Jesus, then the works of God can be manifest and God can give you that new heart. Well, I just want you to think about this today. And may God be with you. Just remember, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Are you working for Jesus today? What are you going to do today that's going to make your world different, better, a little more illuminated for Christ, that he might get the glory? This is so the works of God can be made manifest in the world. Ask God for a miracle today. Ask God to use you today, and you will receive.